A national mourning period starts tomorrow in Myanmar, also known as Burma. A cyclone ripped through the nation's southern delta more than 2 weeks ago. It's killed at least 120,000 people. Fears are that the death toll may go as high as 200,000. Most of the people in Myanmar practice Buddhism. And for a spiritual perspective on the cyclone, we have Ashin Titsana. He's a Buddhist monk from Myanmar. He lives in the Los Angeles area. Ashin Titsana, tell me, what was your first thought when you heard about the cyclone in Myanmar?
Well, I thought this is a manifestation of our actions. People suffer as a result of those human actions, especially on the parts of the governments.
How is it that a manifestation of the bad things that they have done would be visited upon the people in the southern region?
Yeah, that's one thing very much unacceptable. But sometimes things happen in a very strange and unacceptable way.
So this is Buddha's teachings that a fair and just ruler may also produce fair weather.
Especially in case like this. Natural disaster of such a huge magnitude.
What does Buddhism teach about a response to great suffering by great numbers of people?
We have to have a feeling of fortitude, a feeling of acceptance on things happening already, because whatever have happened is already happened. We cannot undo it. We have to develop the feeling of fortitude.
Fortitude?
Yes, fortitude. That's very important because life is full of many things, good and bad, and happy and unhappy things. We have to accept with the sense of stability and acceptance.
Other people from Myanmar, though, must come up to you and say, I have family there. I don't know what to do.
I'm told them to do whatever is necessary and whatever responsibility you have to them in every way you can and every way you can afford. You help them, but at the same time, I'm told them to accept what has already happened as the way it is, because it is the nature of life. It is the nature of life that we are all subject to. In Buddhism, believing in the past karma is only one small part of the teaching. Buddha also said you should not attribute everything to the past karmas alone. And present karma, present actions are also important.
So you have to accept past karma, but you have a responsibility to try to improve present karma.
Yes, yes. That's very important.
Ashin Titsana, he's a Burmese Buddhist monk living near Los Angeles. Ashin Titsana, thank you.
You're welcome.
And now a quick update on the situation in Myanmar. The United States Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is expected to fly to the Irrawaddy Delta this week to see for himself how relief efforts are going. He will also attend a meeting co-chaired by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The association's 10 member nations have agreed to set up a task force to redistribute foreign aid. UN officials continue to report, however, that their foreign staff are still not allowed to go to the Delta to distribute aid.